Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company. And we're here thanks to Repco, from navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks. For 100 years, Repco's been driven by passion, and a bloke who is up in the northwest of Western Australia is Dustin Fletcher. He is, of course, an Essendon legend, a man who played 400-plus games. It's great to have him on the radio. Dusty, how you going, mate? Nice to chat.
Going well. Nice and warm up here, but going really well.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Nice to have you in town on the back of a weekend where the Bombers got a win. It's been a little bit dry, mate, and Mick Mulhouse tipped the Bombers to win the flag at the start of the year.
Yeah, I think I got a bit excited about tipping us for the flag, but it was good. Yeah, good to see the boys, you know, with a few out with illness, five or six changes, to come in and play like they did with a bit of freedom and attack the footy, and we get our second win for the year.
And you beat Hawthorn, a club that, let's be honest, you're not overly fond of as a group. And a bloke called Peter Wright, six goals, arguably his best ever game at AFL level. That's a breakthrough performance by him.
Yeah, he's been playing well, to be honest. He's, you know, he's in a side that's not going well. He gets the best defender every week, and he kicks six, you know, four the week before, even three fours. He's just hitting the ball at the highest point, and he's been a great player for us this year.
Dustin, when it comes to the 2022 season, it looks like Melbourne clearly is the best team in it. Have you seen any other side that you think might be able to challenge the Demons, albeit we're just through eight rounds?
You're right. I think Melbourne are the team to beat. The ones I think I'd have to say Fremantle. You know, if they get things, you know, keep going in the right direction, they're a good chance. And the other one is Brisbane. I think they're another one too. If they might get over a few sides come towards the end of the year.
Now, when it comes to your involvement over here in Western Australia, I believe that you are going to be heading around to a number of our magnificent northwest regional towns, a couple of them located right on the coastline too. You'll be going to Wickham. I don't know if you've been there before. Thursday night you'll be in Dampier at the Mermaid Hotel there in Dampier, and on Friday night in Panawanica. Looking forward to that. But who are you up in our northwest with? I hear that you're with a very prominent lady by the name of maybe Hayley Miller, someone like that, I reckon.
I certainly am. The captain of Fremantle. I've just met her today, and we look forward to a fair bit of footy going on up here. So we look forward to running some clinics and also a couple of sportsman's nights. So it's looking forward to the next 4 or 5 days.
Now, when you get out and about like this, Fletch, what do you actually say here from the punters on the ground? You know, those regional folk that you're going to be rubbing shoulders with, and I'm sure that you've had plenty of experiences outside of Western Australia. What do people talk about or ask you about, or do they complain about the way the game's played compared to back in your day or anything like that?
Yeah, you get a bit of that. There's no doubt about it. People love the game from the 90s and you know, even 2000s, really. You get a lot of that, but I don't know, for me, it's just they just want to get out there and kick torpedoes, but that's what they want, and I'm getting a bit older now, so I probably can't kick them as far as I like, but that's what they seem to want.
What about the goal kicking and the way that's evolved, Fletch? You know, used to be real good at throwing a barrel out. There isn't that many players that actually choose to take that option, to be perfectly honest. But then you've got this scenario where guys are on a 45-degree angle and they're kicking these bananas around their bodies. And now we've got this stand rule that blokes are just coming in as you would normally for a set shot, and then they run off to the left or the right. And invariably, there are so many that are missing simple shots on goal.
Yeah, I think it's the one thing that hasn't improved, you know, in the last sort of 50, 60 years, the accuracy kicking for goal. And I only go back to Matthew Lloyd, and for me, it's, you know, it's practice. I know we've got all these people involved in footy clubs now, but, you know, Lloyd used to go out and kick 30 or 40 before training and kick 30 or 40 after, and he was one of the best I saw, so that's where I reckon that one's at.
Hey, Dustin, I'm sure you'll be asked over the next few days from the fans and footy supporters about the West Coast Eagles' plight, bottom of the table, things not going well, a handful in trouble for going to a nightclub at the weekend. As good as it is footy when you're winning, times like this can be pretty tough, and I'm sure even from afar you can only imagine the type of pressure and what's on the shoulders of the West Coast Eagles at the moment.
Oh, no doubt. They've had a few injuries, obviously, and COVID, and it's been a bit of a tough thing, but footy clubs, probably they're not good places when you're, you know, when you're playing like that. And there's been a few boys go out in the drink and get themselves in a bit of trouble. So it's going to be a tough couple of weeks. I hope they get a few players back to really straighten them up, because the year can goes pretty quickly when you're not playing well and you're not winning games of footy.
Dustin, just going back to the Bombers, we started with that conversation. How much time do you spend at the club, and what sort of interaction do you have, if any, on a regular basis?
Yeah, so I'm mainly off-field, so I have a bit of a role off-field, which, you know, deal with a lot of sponsors and coterie groups, and I've just taken on just a bit of a backline position with the coaching the backline in the VFL. So Brent Stanton, a good mate of mine, rang me a couple of weeks before the season started and said, can you give me a hand? And once he rang, I said, I'll jump in. So I'm only there on a Wednesday night and game day. It's only a small role, but trying to get back to a little bit of the VFL players and the younger guys we've got at the club.
Dustin Fletcher, we're chatting to. If you've just joined us here on Sports Day, doing the rounds up there in the northwest at the moment. And I just want to ask you about your two sons. Now, they're both in college, and correct me if I'm wrong here, in the USA, punters. How are they looking, mate? How are they going?
Yeah, they're going well. Mason, he's been over there 12 months and had a fantastic season, and they won their conference over there, which was great. So he was a true freshman last year, so comes into his second year. And our youngest has just scooted over, and he's at quite a big school in the SEC, the University of Arkansas, in a place called Fayetteville. So, they're into it. They're loving it. They tell me they're studying, so that's probably one good thing. And they're kicking the footy around, so it's pretty. It's going to be a good 3 or 4 years for them.
And Dustin, just quickly, there was some vision of your son, the mullet and flowing, and he made some headlines in the States. Can you just, for our listeners, talk us through what that was about when he was in action on the field?
Yeah, they had a big game. They ended up finishing number four in the country, so they had a big game against Alabama, and I actually got over for that game at Dallas Stadium. It was a big one, but they ended up getting beaten. But so Mason actually punted 6 or 7 times and punted really well. And even after one of the punts, he threw in a Conor McGregor strut after one of them. So that was a little bit different. I'm not sure where he gets that from. Must be my wife. But that was amazing. It got a bit of time on the sports shows over there. But he's going well, kicking well, and as I said, hopefully doing some study.
Nice to chat, mate. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Dustin Fletcher, here on Sports Day. And if you're in that neck of the woods, make sure that you head into Wickham on Wednesday night, Thursday night at Dampier, Friday night at Panawanica, and the Mermaid Hotel there in, of course, Dampier is where you can go along and see Hayley Miller and Dustin Fletcher, basically not only coaching, but having a chat.
Absolutely, and part of Mouse Promotions up there and just wandering through the regions. What a popular, very understated player and man, Dustin Fletcher, but what a superstar of the sport he was.
Skeet, your Kia Top 7 out of the weekend for the all-electric Kia EV6, the wheels car of the year. What is it?
Yes, let's roll straight into it. 34 disposals. Friday night, we saw him live, Andy Brayshaw. He's in, if not Brownlow medal-winning form, in contention for that and the All-Australian. He's at number 7. At number 6, Tyson Stengel. Really impressed with him. He's had some off-field issues in the past, primarily at the Adelaide Crows, but 20 disposals, 3 goals for him. Geelong getting back to the type of football that we know they can play, very much a marking performance against the Giants. What about Charlie Curnow? 6 goals, 3 for the Blues as they stormed to a huge victory over the Adelaide Crows, and he is in pretty good nick at the moment. So too, Peter Wright at number 4. I've got down 6 goals, and I would say his best ever game in the AFL, primarily because the Bombers came from about 4 goals down during the third quarter to get up and win quite comfortably. So he's at number 4. At number 3, Hugh McCluggage, a class player, 4 goals against the Eagles, outstanding effort. And if he continues in that vein of form, then Brisbane will push deep into September. Clayton Oliver goes without saying, one of the guns of the competition. 38 disposals, probably another 3 Brownlow votes next to his name. Again, one of the stars in the midfield of the competition. And probably wasn't the best performance of the weekend, Carl, but at number 1, I've put Dusty Martin. He's come back to footy, 15 touches, 2 goals. And while he is out there for Richmond, they are in the conversation for top 8, top 4, even knocking off one of those elite sides in the competition. So Dusty Martin, great to have the superstar back, premiership winning, Brownlow medal, Norm Smith winning star back in AFL action.
That's our Kia Top 7, introducing the Kia EV6. Unanimously judged the wheels car of the year. It's leading the charge. We'll clear a commitment, come back and get into our WAFL review. Adam Pickering will join us. Victorious, the Swan District Football Club on the weekend. He'll have a chat to us next.